Kovacs for Congress.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, an amazing first hour. And by the way, we got more where this came from. We're not done. Gentleman Jim Dallas, we were talking about increased energy costs. The price of a gallon of gasoline, I think I paid $5.22 the other day. It's going up all over the place. What's the latest? I think it's done like, 9 or 10 days in a row. It's been huge. We're setting new records every day.
We're setting a new record every day. This is, yesterday was 9 days in a row, and the numbers haven't come out today. It's probably going to be 10. I don't see it going the other way. But right now, the price for middle-grade fuel is $4.91. That's the average across the country for middle-grade. And now premium is $5 a gallon on average across the country. And diesel is now at $5.57. Now, that is the big one, Kevin, because I can't think of any product that we go to the store and purchase that isn't delivered by
trucks.
An 18-wheeler truck.
Yeah. And that's diesel.
Absolutely. And that's the most expensive, $5.57. I paid $5.33 yesterday.
So yikes.
It just keeps going up. And we told you yesterday that in Washington State, 76 stations are already anticipating $10 a gallon. They are They are reconfiguring their pumps in Washington State. So it's not looking good.
My question is, what do they know that they're not telling us? I mean, if they're doing all this, they're not doing it just as a meaningless exercise. They're doing this because they know it's going to happen. How do they know?
Well, I do know one thing, that they said that there was a shortage at 10 of their stations in Washington State. The 70s, we're talking about the Spirit of 76.
76, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. You think we're done? No. Michael Schaus will join us, former communications director for NPRI. Good guy. Stay with us. More to do.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden has departed on his first trip to Asia since taking office. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president will visit South Korea and Japan over the next 6 days.
On this trip, he'll have the opportunity to reaffirm and reinforce two vital security alliances.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Mr. Biden will meet with South Korea's president and Japan's prime minister to discuss trade, North Korea's nuclear program, and China's aggressive military action in the Pacific. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at townhall.com, the Food and Drug Administration's commissioner says a shuttered baby formula factory could be up and running by next week. But FDA Commissioner Robert Califf faced congressional anger for not answering questions about whether his agency should have intervened earlier at that Michigan plant that's tied to the national formula shortage. Members of a House subcommittee questioned Califf about why the FDA did not step in when there were signs of problems at Abbott Nutrition's plant last fall before it was closed. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits has reached a 53-year low.
The Labor Department reports 1,317,000 people received jobless benefits during the week ending May 7th. That's the fewest since December 27, 1969. Applications for unemployment rose by 21,000 last week to 218,000. Weekly unemployment applications have been consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000 for most of this year. Even as the overall economy contracted in the first quarter and concerns over inflation remain. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Another lower close on Wall Street. The Dow off 240 points, the Nasdaq down 32. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State and federal health officials are investigating the outbreak of a drug-resistant superbug at 9 hospitals and 3 skilled nursing homes in southern Nevada. The CDC calls the fungus known as Candida auris a serious global health threat, which is often resistant to the drugs which is used to treat it. UMC officials say they've identified a cluster of cases. The fungus can cause bloodstream infections and even death, especially in patients who have serious medical issues. The CDC says more than 1 in 3 patients die after contracting the Candida auris fungus. They've sent a team to Southern Nevada to help deal with that fungus outbreak. No surprise with the Electric Daisy Carnival coming to Las Vegas Motor Speedway this weekend. Hotel room rates across the valley are up big time. EDC fans can be expected to pay more than $300 a night at local hotels and even motels during the three-night music festival. It begins tomorrow night. It's Friday, May 20th, and it runs all the way through Monday morning. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority lists May's average daily room rate at $126.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a little bit of congestion on the Beltway 215. That's eastbound at the 15 interchange. Those lane restrictions continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And that bridge reconstruction continues through December.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Hard to believe it. We are in the primary election season, and we're just under 10 days to the start of early voting, May 28th. Is it going to be a big red wave? Let's find out. Michael Schaus joining us, the former communications director for NPRI, the founder of ShausCreative.com. He's a political columnist. He writes on a daily basis. First of all, what is your sense of what's going on out there with the electorate? Do you get a sense of where they are right now? And by the way, are they engaged? I've been seeing some polls, not just here in Nevada, but across the nation, where you have 15, even 25% undecided. Are folks engaged in this election yet?
Yeah, you know, we've got that here in Nevada. We've got about 20% of the so-called independents, so the non-major party voters, are still undecided, and that's a big sign that a lot of people want to check out. And that kind of tracks with a lot of the polling that we're seeing. People are a little fed up with the partisan nature of politics today, and they just kind of want to be left alone. That being said, the things they care about are really personal to them: education, the economy, healthcare, things like that. And right now, with Democrats in charge and all those things going downhill, there's a huge opportunity for the GOP. It really is the possibility of a red wave for that reason.
I'm afraid to look at the Dow. It was down, 1,100 points yesterday, and it started off in the negative today. Is this going to get better? I mean, are we already in the recession, you think?
You know, it's hard to tell. And the only reason why I'm hesitant to say anything is, I mean, I'll be honest, for the last 15 years, I've been sitting there going, I can't believe that we don't have a serious correction. There's been a lot of, everything from quantitative easing to artificially low interest rates. I mean, the Fed and the government has been doing everything they can to make Wall Street happy and just keep on going up. And at some point, market forces have to catch up with that. So how deep is that correction going to be? Well, that's still kind of up for grabs. The investor side of me says that there are still some seriously great opportunities out there. You just have to know where to look. It's not going to be the Dow Jones Industrial Complex. It's not going to be, the S&P. You're going to have to find those little specific niche areas.
Again, joining us, Michael Schaus, the former communications director at NPRI and the founder of ShausCreative.com. My eyes glazed over when we start talking about the Fed. But the Fed raising rates, was this going to be a quick fix, or is this going to be something that we're going to have to wait 6 months to see if it's any better?
You're going to have to wait. And my guess is it's not really going to make that big of a difference. Part of the problem is we've gone so long with the Fed not raising rates when really they should have, that right now it's kind of too little too late. I mean, you're talking about serious inflation out there, and they're going to, oh, here's a couple point increase on federal funds rates or what have you. That's not going to be enough to make a day-to-day difference in most people's lives. It's not going to drive down the cost of gasoline, milk, bread, baby formula, fill in the blank. So I don't think it's going to make a huge difference, but you know, we'll see how Wall Street copes with it too. They, in a couple months, they might say, all right, fine, we can deal with this kind of new norm.
I'm just dying to know. Biden gets on a plane, gets on Air Force One, and heads to Asia. He's got all these problems, and you just rattled off a bunch of them. And yet he's going to go out and go schmoozing in Asia. Is this a trip that could have been put off, you think?
Oh, absolutely. And from a political standpoint, in normal times, it absolutely should have been, because the problems that people are facing are not kind of the abstract problems of, you know, potential growth in the money supply or anything like that. They're really personal. I mean, baby formula is something that hits folks really hard. My daughter's almost 4 years old now, but when she was first born, my wife could not breastfeed. So we were completely dependent on certain types of formula, and I can't imagine the nightmare that some parents are dealing with. So for those reasons, he probably shouldn't have gone. Now, that being said, knowing his handlers, they might have said, you know what, just get him the heck out of here, because who knows what he's going to end up doing if he's put in front of cameras for too long here at home.
Well, now, the baby formula thing is just drives me nuts. And invoking the Defense Production Act to get more baby formula, I'm like, that seems like a Band-Aid approach to a problem that must be a lot deeper.
Well, and also it shows you how arbitrary government action actually is. If you remember back during COVID, you know, we had all sorts of regulatory agencies say, all right, we're going to green light the development of vaccines because we need it now. And they just went ahead and greenlit a bunch of things, set aside some regulatory hurdles, what have you. Some of that was fantastic, by the way. I'm not complaining. Some of it was questionable. But here we are with baby formula, and for some reason, it's still a nightmare for anybody to try to make baby formula. And this, of course, is on a national level, but we see the same thing on the local level, perhaps even more often, where the actions of government are just so arbitrary. They don't really have the interests of the general public at view. It's really, oh, is this going to hurt or help my poll numbers? And that seems to be their only driving concern.
Let me ask you, let's talk a little politics locally. 16 gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side. You got Steve Sisolak on the other side, the Democrats. What do you see with just a matter of days left until early voting on the 28th?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that the Republicans out there, or anybody that can take part in a Republican primary, they're planning on taking part. Because you do have a really, as you point out, 16 different candidates. I mean, we've got a huge slate of people that are running for governor. The more people that take part in a primary, the better that's going to be. You don't want a small contingent of the GOP deciding who's going to run up against Steve Sisolak, especially because even though this could be a red wave year, it's still going to be a tough race. Whoever runs against Sisolak, it's going to be difficult. So the more people that take part in the primary, the better. I think that that's going to be the case. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm among especially registered Republicans to get out there and be a part of it this year. So it's going to be interesting to see as soon as early voting opens up, see what the engagement levels are with folks.
What do you make of the Senate race?
Yeah, I think much like the governor's race, I think it's going to ultimately end up being a difficult race against Cortez Masto, no matter who wins. And I think Laxalt's probably still favored there. But whoever wins, it's going to be difficult. There is in this state, there's a branding problem with both parties. And there's a large contingent of folks who don't really like either party. And so it's going to be interesting to see who can appeal to that better. The incumbent who is, you know, the same party as the president with all these troubles going on, or the challenger, which is the Republicans, who hasn't traditionally polled as well in the last few years. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a tough race no matter who.
I've got to ask you about what's going on in Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the country. The viral video that's been going around of the mom who was trying to read into the record at a school board meeting, a board of trustees meeting, was trying to read it into the record, and they cut her microphone off. It was profane. It was pornography. This is the reading assignment given her daughter. Can you give me your spin on this as far as the Clark County School District? They keep making mistake after mistake after mistake. This, the optics of this are horrible.
Yeah, I mean, the optics are horrible, and it's just a small part of the bigger problem here. I mean, the Clark County School District is basically in the throes of a slow-motion implosion right now. They've got, what, 1,700 openings for teachers or something. They've got a ton of administrative openings, so they don't have the staff. Kids are leaving, and then you've got this type of stuff going on at the same time. You know, and the real takeaway, I mean, yes, school choice, we can talk about that, but the real takeaway today for parents is you have got to be involved in your child's education. You need to be a hands-on parent talking to your kid about what they're learning, what they're doing, how school's going, because this stuff, for a lot of parents, I mean, I'm glad this parent saw it and found out about it, but for a lot of parents, they may never have even realized their kid was doing this. So it just underscores the importance of being an active and engaged parent with your child's education.
Jara has been fired before. Should he be fired again?
Yeah, he probably should have been fired a long time ago. But honestly, I say that about most of the board members. It's, you know, it's despicable, and it really highlights what's wrong with public education. When the reading, the assignments, the schoolwork that was given to a 15-year-old girl cannot be read at a public meeting because it is too profane. That should be a huge red, you know, alarm bells going off that, hey, maybe something's wrong in the classroom.
Yeah, I see that, and I go nuts. The big question is, will firing Jara fix the problem? I don't think it will. I kind of agree with you that maybe we got to take everybody out.
Yeah, and it's actually even more than just the administration. You know, I mean, the reason why things like school choice are such a great solution to this is because the system itself is basically hollow. The system itself is rotted to the core. So you're not going to be able to fix that by throwing more money at it or just switching out some people at the top of the food chain. It really has to be more of a systematic thing. Things like breaking up CCSD would be good. Things like giving local schools more autonomy, that would be good. School choice would be good. But it really is going to require a systematic change, not just a change of the head figure.
And can you give us a little bit of the backstory? Because it was my impression, and again, I don't cover it every day, but we talk a lot about education on the show, that at one point the legislature voted to, quote, break up the fifth largest school district in the country, but they never actually got it done. They never finished. They passed a law, but they never enforced it. They never implemented it.
Yeah, and I don't have all the specifics at my fingertips, but the broad strokes, you're right. They passed a law that was going to, in effect, and that was kind of the key part, in effect, break up Clark County School District. It wasn't actually going to break it up into new districts, but it was going to give more local control to smaller groups of schools and principals and administrators. And that never really fully happened, largely because of bureaucratic hurdles and just the nature of CCSD's bureaucracy. And that really highlights how hard it is to change things within the system, because that was literally an act of the legislature, and yet we still have the largest school district running, you know, running everything and no real local control. So that's why I say it's got to be more of a systematic change, and something like school choice does that. You know, that's something that parents can actually push for, and gosh, if that got passed, that would be a fundamental and completely huge overhaul to the education system.
And by the way, I was talking with a friend of mine just a couple of hours ago, and he and his beautiful wife are going to move from Vegas to St. George, Utah, and or I think it's Cedar City or someplace like that, because they said he said we just got to get our kids out of the schools here, and that's just one story, but I've heard it repeatedly. I mean, the Clark County School District keeps losing students and families, and they're not doing anything to fix it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, people, you know, obviously there are people moving, by the way. St. George and Cedar City are beautiful places, but beyond that, people who never before thought they could homeschool are now homeschooling. People are finding those little micro schools. People are getting together with neighbors and saying, hey, let's homeschool together. People are finally scraping together enough money to just barely afford tuition. Like, people are anxious to find alternatives. And boy, if you open up the floodgates there and give people real options, it would be huge.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. I think a lot of people are of a mind, let's just blow the damn thing up and start over again, because the infrastructure is bad. The leadership is non-existent. We got to do something. We got to do it soon, because more and more people are going to be like my friend, taking their kids out of school and taking their homestead and moving it to Utah or someplace else or Arizona.
Yeah, or at the very least, you know, just looking for an escape hatch. I mean, that parent with that 15-year-old daughter, you know, if she found out about that and she had real options at her fingertips, you know, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. It'd still be horrible because our taxpayer dollars are paying for it. But she could, the next day, say, that's it, we're leaving, we're going to this other school. But unfortunately, for so many families, that's just not an option unless you're willing to move or you've got a ton of money to pay for private school tuition.
Hey, Michael, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about ShoutsCreative.com, how do they do it? How can they find you?
Best place to go for the business, ShoutsCreative.com, just ShoutsCreative.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at ShoutsMichael, and that's spelled S-C-H-A-U-S. And there, of course, you can keep in contact with all the political things that I'm writing.
I just love it. Michael, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Michael Shouts, the former communications director at NPRI, and he's got his own place now. He's got his own gig, ShousCreative.com. Check it out. It's really good stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
Hey, Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. And others are just lead generators who will just bombard you with calls, texts, and emails. Just be careful and do your research.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, with some very sound advice about online loan scams. We have over 50 local and licensed locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help while keeping your information safe. Stop by or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com for all the details.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's.